I've got a gift, but the gift needs batteries. I've got a talent in poor demand. In some way I'm sick, but I'm a tin man. I'm a tin soldier, and you know when I
January, I go down to Baltimore to do some voice acting for a tiny production company making the first game. They operate out of a disheveled house owned by a recovering alcoholic, the president of the company's father. The president himself is a quietly English man, as hospitable as he is enigmatic, as gaudy as he is impeccable, as much a conceptual humorist as a businessman. There's a trophy that says number one rapist with his name printed underneath, sitting on his desk, and he won't explain it. Sometimes he wears a dress. basement and record the voiceovers. The session only lasts about 4 hours, and it's the only session. But for the next 5 months, when people ask me what I've been doing since I graduated from college, I tell them I've been doing some voice acting. At a gym. The highlight of my day becomes 50 minutes on the elliptical. This is because during that trial period, it's the only thing I leave the house for. I spend a lot of time chatting online, and I call it networking. I change my dietary habits. No cheese or red meat. Sitting several times a week at the same Burger King, at the same time of day, eating the same meal. A Diet Coke, small fries, and a BK veggie. The worst of two broad-spectrum dietary paradigms. The healthy eater wouldn't get the fries, but the big fat guy would get a real burger. Typical American martyr. I gain back the 50 pounds. One weekend, I go to Philadelphia with a small film production company for a convention. And in the dealer room, I run into the vice president's ex-girlfriend. She's become a stripper and has a lot of money now. I invite her back to our hotel, and she has a lot of sex with one of the guys from the production company in the shower and on the bathroom sink. Address. fantasize about weblog entries I will never make, in which I would fantasize about things I would never do, were I to make them. A whole new layer of inefficiency opens up to me. I shave my head down to the skin, as though doing so would be